Becoming the children of the Father. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lights every man that comes into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. John chapter 1 verses 6 to 13. To believe in the Father requires believing in Jesus. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go you know, and the way you know. John chapter 14 verses 1 to 4. The necessity to believe and receive the word of God. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written, that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. John chapter 20 verses 30 to 31. Shall have everlasting life. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believes on him is not condemned, but he that believes not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. John chapter 3 verses 14 to 18. To believe in Jesus is the work of the Father. Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me, not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves, and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perishes, but for that which endures unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him has God the Father sealed. Then they said unto Jesus, What shall we do, that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that you believe on him whom the Father has sent. John chapter 6 verses 26 to 29. To receive the Holy Spirit, there must be a belief in Jesus. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me, and drink. He that believes on me, as the Scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake Jesus of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. John chapter 7 verses 37 to 39. Qualified to perform the same works as Jesus. Do you believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me, he does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. John chapter 14 verses 10 to 12. Those who will not believe in Jesus will suffer the consequence. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and you shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, you cannot come. Then said the Jews, Will he kill himself? Because he says, Whither I go, you cannot come. And Jesus said unto them, You are from beneath, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you, that you shall die in your sins, for if you will not believe that I am he, you shall die in your sins. John chapter 8 verses 21 to 24. Those who will not believe are condemned. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believes on Jesus is not condemned, but he that believes not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. John chapter 3 verses 16 to 18. This is really important. You need to know this. To believe in Jesus is to believe in the Father who sent him. Jesus is the true light that gives life to all who receive him. Whoever believes in his name is born of God and becomes a child of the Father. But whoever does not believe remains condemned, because they have refused the only begotten Son of God. Jesus does not plead. He declares the truth. If you do not believe that I am he, you shall die in your sins. There is no other way. To reject him is to reject the Father. To receive him is to receive eternal life. Therefore, let all who hear believe, so that they may not perish, but become the sons of God.